We are in the library at Blatchley Middle School, which is temporarily arranged like a courtroom. The lawyers, the judge, the jury, and most of the witnesses here are all about 14 years old. Court comes to order, and 8th grade social studies teacher Roxanne Gagner, playing the role of bailiff, swears in a witness.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
The witness, President Andrew Jackson, is nervous. It is his fourth time testifying that day. He's already been shredded by two prosecutors, and as he sits down to testify again, he hopes he knows how to answer his own lawyer's questions. I know this because, well...
Mr. Andrew Jackson.
Counselor.
I am playing Andrew Jackson.
Do you believe that the Cherokee were obligated to follow the laws of Georgia?
That Matlockian voice belongs to Colton Cummins, age 14, and one of my defense attorneys in the case. He paces back and forth as he conducts his questioning.
When did the Trail of Tears happen, actually?
The policy of the Indian Removal Act took place during my administration, but the actual carrying out...
And let me just say, sticking up for Andrew Jackson and answering these questions as he might is not easy. Neither is facing the prosecutors. They go for the jugular and ask me, well, they ask President Jackson exactly what his problem is with Native Americans.
What makes them different from any other man or woman or child?
I don't know.
No further questions.
Cassie Pitzer was one of the many prosecutors to put me in the hot seat on the stand. She says she wants to be an attorney when she grows up.
Because I've always been really good at arguing with people. So I was actually really excited to play this role. I was just ready to kick some butt.
And you did?
Yes, I did.
What was it like to stump me?
It felt really good. I was really proud of myself. Like, I'm going to go call my mom right now.
Really?
Yeah.
And tell her what you did?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And they've had to do their own research. This is not scripted.
That's Roxanne Gagner, the teacher. She says teaching this part of American history as a trial requires the students to not just memorize the information, but apply it, actually know what they're talking about.
The lawyers are creating their own questions. The witnesses are looking at the biographies of the people that they are playing and pulling out the pertinent information that will determine the outcome of the trial.
And all of the students are learning a thing or two about the American legal system, in addition to the Indian Removal Act. They're expected to follow the procedures of a trial and to exercise courtroom decorum. Of course, one judge did have to try his entrance again after high-fiving a defense attorney on the way to the bench, and another lawyer was excused from court after a particularly robust belch. But all of them presented passionate, logical, well-researched arguments on both sides.
And it's so appropriate at this age level because they realize that things aren't just black and white.
And that leads to a serious point. During the particular incident these students are studying, some 15,000 Cherokee were forced to leave Georgia. More than 4,000 of them died along the way. Saying it was a brutal experience and that conditions were difficult is, at the very best, an understatement. Gagner says her students are having fun with the trial, but that they also understand the gravity of what happened.
With all of the situations that we've looked at with U.S. history or any people's histories, there's always those really difficult, horrendous situations of how people treat each other. The students also, earlier in the year, in their English class, their language arts class, they studied the Holocaust. So they did have background information on human atrocities that they did apply to this court case as well.
In all, five classes put me on trial as Andrew Jackson. Three of the juries acquitted Jackson, arguing that he should not be blamed for events that happened during Martin Van Buren's presidency. And two classes, well...
We, the members of the jury, have found Andrew Jackson guilty.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about more tomorrow.
History is many things to many people, but today it is not boring. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.